This is a recording using the MXL MM130. This is a handheld condenser mic that's meant to mate with a 3.5mm TRRS input. It's a bit strange because the microphone itself has an XLR connector on it and two incredibly recessed switches. One of them changes from cardioid to omnidirectional pattern, and the other one is a gain switch. I think it's about 10 dB pad. This is an electret cardioid or omnidirectional element. I'm really not sure how that works, because when you look at the thing under the grill, it looks like there's only one microphone element, but somehow they made it work. So this is what the cardioid element sounds like going into the iPhone SE 2020 and the Apple Lightning adapter. So not exactly the greatest mic preamp in the world, but considering, it's also not too terrible. So here's cardioid. Now I'll take a small sharp object and switch it to omnidirectional so you can hear what that sounds like with this one. This is omnidirectional pickup, which of course has less bass because there's now no proximity effect. And I can move the microphone around and around and around and around and around, and you can tell that there's no defined access, like that sort of thing. Hey, it's an omnidirectional pickup. That's how those sorts of things work. So let's go back to cardioid, which I've now done, and all the bass comes back, thanks to proximity effects being what it is. So this mic is pretty okay for what it is. I would say, though, a de-esser would be nice if you ever really want to do anything real with it, which I don't probably think I will ever do, but it was cheap and I just wanted to see what it did. This mic was made before the advent of no headphone jacks on phones, so it's an XLR cable on one side that goes into the microphone, and then it splits between a 3.5mm TRS for headphone monitoring and the cable that plugs into the device, which is kind of strange, and unfortunately the connector is a little bit smaller than the jack, meaning it doesn't take too much to screw it up and cause crosstalk to happen. So I'm taking pains to make sure that doesn't occur. I don't know what happens if you plug this into a regular mixer. It might blow up. I'm not really sure. I can't find specifications to determine whether or not this thing can handle phantom power or not. Anyway, that's this, and that's that.